This is the Philco Hour. The Philco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and a new rhythm group, Four Chicks and Chuck. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wire. Our idea is for you to settle back and listen to some music the Whiteman way. And as a sample, here's Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Blue Room. The conductor of the Philco show, a man who figures heavily in music circles, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn. And how do you stand in music circles these days?
Oh, I'm really becoming an authority, Paul. I've been boning up lately. Believe me, I have the head to do it.
Well, that's fine, Glenn. Then I'll ask you a thing or two. May I just name me an opera beginning with C?
Carmen.
Very good. Name me one beginning with T.
Tosca.
Fine. Now one beginning with an X.
X. Excerpts from Aida.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Now name me our favorite pair of singers.
Eileen Woods and Bob Johnston.
Now you're talking in a lingo that makes sense. Eileen, honey, are you all set to live up your reputation?
Yes, I am, Paul. I'm raring to go.
Say, Glenn.
What is it, Bob?
I'd like to ask you a question.
All right.
Who is your favorite announcer?
Well, to be perfectly honest and perfectly modest, it's the fellow who says, Eileen Woods will now sing Amor.
So sweet that I repeat, means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with me. no reserve, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amour, my love, make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only.
When recorded music returned to popularity after having been overshadowed by radio for many years, it was Philco research that contributed greatly to bring the phonograph of the early 20s up to date. Basic improvements replaced the scratchy, bothersome steel needle with a permanent jewel that floats smoothly over the records and never needs changing. Record wear and surface noise were reduced by 10 to 1, and you enjoyed glorious new beauty from your records. When the Philco laboratories returned to their peacetime tasks, the radio and electronic research which made Philco the overwhelming leader for 12 straight years will make new contributions to the delights of record reproduction in beauty and fullness of tone, in ease and convenience of operation, and in charm of cabinet design. But even more important, Philco leadership will continue its tradition of outstanding quality and value. Whether it's a model to tuck away on a convenient table or a gorgeous period cabinet for a place of honor in your living room, a Philco radio phonograph will give you, as always, the industry's greatest value for the price you pay.
That's George Wendling building up the solid foundation for a repeat performance of Our Small Band. Coming in on the bass is Felix Joby. Tony Colucci strums the guitar. Marty Dale at the 88. Sliding on the trombone, there's Vernon Brown. Next is Billy Butterfield on the trumpet. Then comes Arthur Olini on the sax. And winding it up, Hank D'Amico on the clarinet. That's fine, boys. And there'll be some changes made, so take it over, boys. Take it over. Bobby, my lad, I sure enough would like to hear you warble a tune about now.
Well, I'd sure enough like to sing one, too, Mr. Paul.
Sure enough?
Sure enough.
Well, shall we say A Kiss to Remember?
Yeah, let's say that.
Bob Johnson sings A Kiss to Remember. Sure enough.
Today we open the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame piano section.
And the citizen at the keyboard today is, for my dough, one of the most imaginative players in the business. Add to that a technique that's about 2 points above flawless, and you have Earl Wilde. Earl is ready to play, and that means it's time for me to stop talking. Here's Earl Wilde playing his own brilliant arrangement of two Strauss waltzes, Tales of Vienna Woods, and Voices of Spring.
Thank you.
We introduce a new singing group on the Philco Show. It's not a trio, it's not a quartet, it's a quintet. And it's not only a quintet, it's terrific. The component parts of said organization are four girls, four beautiful blondes, and a boy. They've aptly titled themselves Four Chicks and Chuck. The boy, Chuck, is founder and general cornerstone of the group. Now, to show you how good a quintet can be, they're going to tee off with a bit of harmonic rockin' and rollin' called Straighten Up and Fly Right. Four Chicks and Chuck, we are prepared to be sent.
A pilot took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The pilot tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now, listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Father told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free."
The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye
and said, "Your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow yourself. Cool down, Papa. Papa, don't you blow your top."
Now the monkey,
as he rose in the air, said to the buzzard, "Don't you be a square.
You'll never throw me off of your back.
So just relax and won't you listen, Jack. Ooh-ba-boo,
do-dee-doo-dip. Ooh-ba-boo, do-dee-doo-dip. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Papa, don't you blow your top.
Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in driving? Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your
straighten up and start a Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey you were joking me. Release your hold and I will set you free.
The monkey looked the buzzard in the eye
and said, your story so tempting, it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
At this moment, our Philco reporter, George Hayes, is standing by in the newsroom to bring you the latest news hot off the wires. So here we go to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
First, the latest from the Western Front. It's news of a big victory for the onrushing American troops in the Rhone Valley of France. The Yanks, racing up from the Mediterranean, have swept like a tornado into Lyon, the third largest city in France. And the Battle of Southern France has entered its final stage. The Germans are in frantic flight from the Lyon area, with American columns slashing and cutting escape routes. Those other American columns driving into Belgium are at least 35 miles inside the border, have reached the city of Namur, and are only 55 miles from Germany on a line straight through Belgium. Blue Network correspondent Gordon Fraser, with one advanced column, reports the Nazis are retreating in hopeless confusion. British troops also have thundered into Belgium, and they're within 45 miles of Brussels. The American Third Army, under two-gun General Patton, has stormed into the French cities of Metz and Nancy. The captured points are only 25 miles from the German border. There is still no confirmation of that report made by the secret station Radio Atlantic that one Yank column is already inside Germany. But the Atlantic station reports today that German heavy guns of the West Wall have roared into action for the first time. With the Allies sweeping into Belgium, General Eisenhower broadcast three messages to the Low Countries. He called on the people of Belgium to strike now against the weakening Nazis. And he warned the people of Holland that the time is not yet ripe for their mass revolt. And he warned the Germans in Belgium against committing atrocities, promising that any person guilty of such deeds would be punished. General Eisenhower announced also that Prince Bernhard, Dutch Prince Consort, has been appointed commander of the Dutch underground forces. Well, that promised Sunday radio speech by Adolf Hitler has not yet troubled the airwaves. There is still no hint as to when it will be made or what he will say. But down in the Balkans, the Russian troops, striking from captured Ploiești, overwhelmed more than 40 additional towns today. They're driving toward Yugoslavia. And here's the latest from Moscow on the situation in Finland. The Finns have agreed to Russian terms for opening peace talks, have agreed to oust or intern the German troops in Finland, and to withdraw their own forces to the Russian-Finnish border of 1940. Praise for the soldiers of the home front comes today from General Eisenhower. General Eichert declares that American labor justly shares in the glorious successes scored in France by the armies of the United Nations. And in Washington, administration leaders announced today that a huge road construction program will be presented to Congress after the forthcoming recess. The program is going to be designed to combat post-war unemployment. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. A few years ago, Cole Porter really began something when he began the Beguine. Since then, that exciting rhythm has been beaten 24 to the bar in all the 48 states. The latest is a lovely thing that travels under the name of Magic is the Moonlight. the halfway mark of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Wood, Bob Johnston, and Four Chicks and Chuck, all set to remove the lid from the second half of the show. Paul, what's up?
There's a picture coming out pretty soon called Meet Me in St. Louis. Judy Garland's in it, and naturally it's a musical picture. The other day I had a look at the score. It's a fine collection of words and notes, especially one tune called The Trolley Song. So come on, Chicks and Chucks, chorus and band, drop your nickels in and show them how that old trolley really runs.
In discussing the kitchen of tomorrow with its modern efficiency and convenience, all authorities begin with a refrigerator which offers generous facilities for the storage of frozen foods. Philco pioneered with just such an ultra-modern refrigerator even before the war by introducing a full-size, separate frozen storage compartment in addition to the regular ice cube chamber. Today, thousands of owners of this unique Philco refrigerator enjoy the added convenience and economy of a roomy compartment where they can keep all kinds of foods fresh for weeks at below freezing temperatures. When you plan your own kitchen of tomorrow, after victory, remember to investigate the new Philco refrigerator. It will bring you not only frozen storage, but every other modern refrigeration feature proved by years of use in the home and improved by years of research in the Philco laboratories. And it will bring you the outstanding name Stand for Leadership over the years. Bob, what are you going to sing?
Time waits for no one.
Oh, that's too quick. Let's try it again. Bob, what are you going to sing?
I'd like to sing Time Waits for No One.
Riggsy, don't try and pad your part. Save yourself for the commercials and leave the boy sing. Bob, what you going to sing?
I refuse to answer. What you going to play?
Time Waits for No One.
Can't you hear my heartbeat echoing your name while my lips repeat, why wait? Hope your heart is willing, I hope you feel the same. Don't let love regret and say too late. Time waits for no one, it passes you by, it rolls on forever like the clouds in the sky. Time waits for no one, goes on endlessly. It's just like a river flowing out to the sea. You'll find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never, ever return again. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take love while we may.
About today's Now and Then spot, Paul.
Well, a lot of years ago, there was a slight mutiny in the old Whiteman band. A couple of the boys were aching for a small band where they could really play hot. The ringleader was a guy named Ross Gorman, who, incidentally, played just about every instrument in the orchestra. So for the first time, a small unit out of a big band made records. Ross Gorman's Virginian. Ross is with us right now to play the Virginian's original arrangement of Early in the Morning Blues. You've got it, Ross. Thank you.
Was a swell then, Paul, but where's the now?
Well, Glenn, after hearing that, you ought to know that there ain't just no now. What should be now is still then, so let's get on, Riggsy.
All right, Paul. Eileen.
What is it, Glenn?
How about going out dancing with me?
Are you a good dancer, Glenn?
Well, ask any girl that's danced with me.
I have.
Oh. Why do people have to talk so much? Well, you sing, Eileen, and I'll go in a corner and practice.
Can you practice to Amor?
Well, I'll try.
Go ahead, and I'll sing Swinging on a Star.
We are 10 pretty maidens graduating from school. We would like your advice, but teacher, please don't do.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a moon? A moon. Back is Johnny Daddy's brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn teeth. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a muse.
The Broadway theater season started with a bang the other night when an operetta called The Song of Norway opened, with music based on melodies by the great Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. Naturally, one of these melodies is Grieg's beautiful concerto in A minor. We thought it would be a very appropriate time to play it for you. So, as a tribute to a fine operetta and a gallant country, here is a musical fantasy based on Grieg's A minor concerto with Earl Wilde at the piano.
Thank you.
Before the war, you may have heard or read the phrase, Philco replacement tubes fit any make of radio and positively improve performance. That was something to remember when you needed new tubes for your radio. For the Philco name was a guarantee of quality and an assurance of value based on the important contributions which Philco engineers had made to tube research and design. Today, Philco tube research is devoted to wartime electronic weapons. New discoveries and new techniques will make Philco tubes of the future more desirable than ever for long life and efficiency. Not many Philco tubes are available for civilian use today, but when they are plentiful again, remember to specify Philco tubes for replacement in your radio, backed by the Philco name, famous for quality the world over.
Paul Whiteman, and we'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you there.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, relax and listen to the Philco Hour. With Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, Four Chicks and Chuck, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. And from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.